Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
John, good morning. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Doing well.
Yeah, we had a preview of the World Series over the weekend, but I guess the Tigers have better starting pitching than the Cubs. One of the conclusions that Scoobo pretty good. But the White Sox have been revived, and they've been sold, and there is joy in Mudville for the first time in a long time.
Well, it's kind of a good news, bad news, right? It's sold, but not for a few years. So you're a very patient guy, Mully. I know you can wait out the extra 4 or 5 years, and things will get better. I'm sure that they will. And I think they're on the right track. It's going to go slow, as we've talked about, but I think they're heading in the right direction. They've got to be, right, after last year. And they're certainly not the worst team this year, so that's another piece of good news. So it's really been a big year overall for you, Mully.
Well, John, there's been some speculation locally, though, that with Justin Ishbia getting involved, the way it was described, paying down debt, helping with running team operations, infusion of capital, that maybe he'd be involved sooner rather than later, maybe before the years that were mentioned in the press release. What are you hearing around the league about Justin Ishbia and what his plans might be?
Yeah, no, I mean, my understanding is it's going to be a few years, but yeah, he's involved, more involved now, so maybe he's got some good ideas before he actually officially takes over, and right, it's possible we'll start to see some of those good ideas. Hopefully one of those good ideas is spending some more money. That would help to start, but you know, I think at this point they're so far away that they're probably a few years even from spending any real money.
What was your reaction when you saw that, John? Not necessarily the sale, but the timeline to the sale, which would be 4 years on the plus side, or I guess till 2034 if it doesn't work out as quickly as people hope.
Yeah, I mean, certainly creative, but not surprising in that I've been always been hearing all along that as long as Jerry is alive, he wants to be involved with baseball, and I know that his kids are more basketball guys, but he's always been a baseball guy, and I wouldn't have expected him to just sell outright now while he's, you know, still around and lucid. I know you guys might argue on that point, but he's doing well for about 90, and so I expect him to be involved in baseball while he's still with us.
John, looking at the Cubs-Tigers series, something that came out of it was, I think, not necessarily a new idea, but one that is very frustrating from the Cubs fan perspective and baseball in general. Umpires stink sometimes. And yesterday was an example when you had Derek Thomas with a quick temper and throwing Nico Horner out of the game. There was no profanity involved. And the day earlier, I think even more egregiously, Doug Eddings was bad behind the plate. There were so many noticeably missed pitches. And I know you look at it from a Cubs perspective, but what can MLB do? Is this a growing problem? The umpiring's terrible.
There is an answer.
I know there isn't. They're robot umps. When will they come?
Yeah. Well, they've already overturning all the bad calls on the bases, so that's a positive. You know, these are the best umpires in the world, believe it or not. If you watch women's softball or something else or college baseball, the umpires are worse. You know, it's uneven even at the major league level. Obviously, they were able to get rid of Angel Hernandez. You know, he was so bad that they paid him off and figured it out. That's what happens if you're really bad in your job. They have to pay you a lot of money to leave. So that was a good move by him. These guys apparently are maybe just as bad, but in a quieter way, and they're not able to be rid of them. I do think it wasn't Eddings, a guy who helped the. Didn't he help with the Pierzynski call?
Good memory, John. Yes. 2005, he was good. The guy. Yes. Good memory,
no,
John.
You should be thankful for Eddings, but he's messing things up both ways,
yes,
forever.
Did.
So, you know, and this guy, yesterday was a rookie, and he got his feelings hurt. You know, you're not supposed to argue at all. So technically, he's not in the wrong. He's not going to be punished. But I mean, you know, nobody's there to see any umpire, whether it's a rookie umpire or a 30-year umpire, and he didn't really go crazy there. I think you've got to try to just let it go. Me, personally, I'd rather be cursed out than be told that I'm having a really bad day. But so I get it a little bit, but he's got to understand that nobody's there. They didn't pay to see him. They paid to see Nico Horner and the rest of the Cubs.
I thought that was funny. And as I said earlier, probably when Nico turns to him and says, "You're having a bad day," you are technically arguing balls and strikes. So the guy has the right to launch you. But what was great is they sent out where you hear him say, "You're having a bad day." And then he's thrown out. And then Craig Counsell comes running out. He was out of his mind. And Nico says to Craig Counsell, "I told him he was having a bad day." Like he explains himself to the manager before the manager could get to the guy. I just thought it was like the funniest thing. Like he was incredulous that he got thrown out for saying that.
Well, I Nico is a Stanford man, so he may be a little smarter than I am, but I would think that is arguing balls and strikes. I don't know. You could say he was giving an appraisal of his whole afternoon. He wasn't arguing that one play. I don't know. So I guess maybe he's saying he's not arguing balls and strikes. I don't know. I guess technically that makes some sense, but I do think he made a comment after a call that he didn't like, which was a ball or strike call. So it was pretty funny. But the umpires should just let him stay in the game and just try to forget about it. That's part of the negative of the job. You have to take the abuse and understand that the crowd is not there to see you.
And yet, John, despite the umpiring, baseball seems to be, as you pointed out this morning, off to its best start in years in terms of popularity. Viewership up on all the national TV packages. Attendance is up as it was last year. How do you explain the growth, seemingly, of the game? Is it because of the rules changes? Is it because of some other things? How do you explain that?
Well, the rules changes definitely help, not just us people with deadlines, but I think it's certainly, you don't want to see those 3.5-hour games that don't need to be. There certainly is more action per minute, so that is a plus. We have some great, great, great young players. Scooble, you mentioned before. Skeens, there are some terrific young players that people are interested in seeing. I mean, obviously, Ohtani is a phenomenon. Judge is an all-time great. There's a super team with the Dodgers that everybody wants to see. And it's pretty good, especially since we have two teams playing in minor league parks. That's pretty good that where attendance is up, the viewership is up. And I think it's all positive. I hear for the last 10 years, though, you know, football's king, NBA is passing baseball. I think NBA went down a little bit this year. Probably doesn't help that you've got two small markets in the final. That's no just bad luck for the league. But I do feel like baseball is back on the rise right now.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
So, John, the White Sox made a trade of Garrett Crochet, and they wound up getting their starting shortstop currently, Chase Mydroth. They wound up getting Kyle Teal, who just got promoted to the MLB team. They got Braden Montgomery. And they got Winkelmann Gonzalez. But my only reaction over the weekend when I saw that home run from what is his name, Roman Anthony, it was like a 500 foot. I was like, why didn't they get Roman Anthony? I'm sure that was a lone thought. But I'm sure a lot of Boston fans were delighted to see that. That guy, I mean, that was an unbelievable at bat.
Incredible. Yep, 497 feet, technically grand slam. He's got a 900 OPS in the minors. Apparently they just can't find room for him on the major league team. They are scoring runs, but Devers blocking that DH kind of clogs things up, but certainly did for Yoshida, who's probably a major league player, not Roman Anthony, but should be playing somewhere for somebody. And, you know, Devers is a great hitter, but, you know, probably should do what the team wants every once in a while. They weren't going to get Roman Anthony. I actually think with Teal, Montgomery, Mydroth, they did well.
Oh, they did, yeah.
You know, a year earlier it was going to be like Gavin Lux and River Ryan, who's now hurt, not as good, not terrible, but not as good. I think they did pretty well. Roman Anthony, you know, he's one of those 5 or 10 players. He's just not going to be traded, you know. But they got to find a place for him, too. He's not helping them in the minor leagues, so they better find a place for him
and
soon.
And teams are finding ways to accelerate the path to the majors. We saw that in Kansas City last week. Jack Caglione comes up. He was the 6th overall pick less than a year ago, John, and he went 4-for-4. This kid seems to be ready. It has been criticized. We had on David Sampson the other day. He does not like that move at all for a lot of different reasons, but it looks like the kid can hit, and if he can hit, he's going to stay.
Oh, he's great. He's terrific. I mean, he just quite a slugger with the great Gators of Florida and pitched well as well, and, you know, I get it. I mean, the guy is a terrific, terrific talent. They're last in the league in home runs. They need power. He hasn't hit home runs yet, but he certainly looks like a hitter up there. I do think he is ready, and I'm pretty sure that Roman Anthony is ready as well. So time for him to come up. His situation is a little different on a team that's scoring runs, and he's a little bit blocked. But you should see these fans are clamoring in Boston. If we're wondering about
sure.
it, just imagine what Red Sox yeah. fans are like about this.
You know, obviously we saw Skubal against the Cubs and he was a monster. That guy's as good a pitcher as there is in baseball. And we saw Jack Flaherty have a really good start against the Cubs. The Cubs clearly need to, you know, like one of those, please. They need a guy like that, a guy that could be a kind of replace Justin Steele as their ace if he was that. Is that a realistic want on this in this market? And like, how much do you have to give up? You know, they got a lot of good young players, but if you, like, let's say for the sake of argument that Chris Sale somehow wound up as trade bait, what would you have to give up for a guy like that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I mean, obviously, Chris Sale won the Cy Young last year. He's hot again now.
Yep.
He's a borderline Hall of Famer, certainly a Chicago hero, as you guys know. So, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, he's not going to be a long-term guy at his age. So, you know, I still think you'd have to give up a top guy to get him, obviously, because that could affect the certainly World Series this year. You'd have to give up a top prospect. I'm not sure that he would go, though. I mean, you know, even though he loves Chicago from his days there, he is a kind of a southerner, and he likes Atlanta. He was approved that trade, mm-hmm. and I think it's kind of up to him on that one. In terms of aces who will get traded, doesn't look like there's going to be a ton of them at this point. The best hope is probably if the Diamondbacks continue to flounder,
yeah.
You know, they've got Kelly and they've got Gallen, who are very good pitchers, maybe underperforming a little bit right now, but they are good pitchers. To get an ace, to get a number one guy in trade, I just don't see that happening. Skeens is not getting traded, they've said, and I kind of believe them. DeGrom, I doubt they would trade him. He's got years to go, so I'm not seeing that one. Now, he's got a huge contract as well, so that's something the Cubs may not love. So to get that kind of guy, I think, is not that likely. I mean, Shota's a pretty good pitcher. I mean, he's not Skubal, and there's only one Skubal. He's the best in the game,
right.
And Skeens is probably the second best, and he's not going anywhere. But I think Shota Imanaga is a true ace. I know he's not the hard thrower that a lot of these other guys are who are true aces, but I believe in him. I do think, looking at his record, that he is an ace, and when he comes back, their pitching, which has been fine, will be good. And with that lineup, they are a threat.
What about Zach Eflin?
Yeah, I do think the Orioles are, I mean, at this point they haven't decided for sure they're going to sell. I think they may sell. The Orioles are another team with pitchers. They have Sagano, who was one of their better deals this winter, 1 year, $13 million. So he's a free agent after the year, as is Eflin. I do think those guys will be traded. I look at Eflin as, you know, in the Tyone, you know, three. He's a mid-rotation, good, solid starter who's going to give you a good start, you know, 80, 90% of the time, but not a true ace at this stage.
It's kind of interesting to look at where the Cubs are headed. They're going to Philadelphia, and Philadelphia they've lost 5 in a row, and they've lost 9 of 10. What has gone awry with them?
They can't hit. I mean, now you got Harper out, which is a
yep.
big, big negative when you can't hit. Shocking, because, you know, they've got good hitters on this team, right? Obviously, Schwarber was off to a huge start, guy you're familiar with. Castellanos, another guy you guys are familiar with. They got some ex-Cubs on that team, but they should be a good hitting team. But that is their issue. I mean, they've got maybe the number one pitching prospect still in the minors, and Painter is still there, but their pitching, by and large, has been good. Lizardo has had two rough starts after a brilliant beginning, but overall their pitching has been good, but they have not been hitting at all, and that has become an issue for them. I don't know what they can do, because Painter is the guy to call up, but that's not going to solve your hitting issue.
Cubs have been shut out twice in the last week. Should we worry, John?
No. I don't think they're the best hitting team. I think the Dodgers are the best hitting team. The Diamondbacks, who don't look like a playoff team, might be the next best hitting team. But I think they're in that next group with the Yankees and the Mets. I think they're in the top 5-6 in terms of hitting. I'll do a little advertising here. We have Jed Hoyer on the podcast. It will be out tomorrow, and I will certainly relay your question to him about their hitting lately. But I think they were overperforming for a while, and that certainly Detroit is a very good pitching team. So I'm not going to read too much into that, but I'd put them in the mix, top 5 or 6 hitting team, not number one as they were for a little while. I mean, that Dodger lineup is ridiculous, with the three Hall of Famers to start the lineup, and then at the bottom of the lineup, you got Edmund and Kike and other guys who are threats as well, Muncy. That lineup is not to be beat, but you can't blame them for not being able to match a team that spent $400 million. They should be good.
John, we'll let you go. Just curious on the way out, who right now looks like the biggest name that will be traded this year?
You know, I think it will be those Diamondbacks guys that I mentioned. At this point, they're under 500 in a very tough division. It's very unfortunate, the Burns injury, the fact that Montgomery is now out for the year. He was underperforming, certainly more than underperforming last year. Erod has been terrible for them. So I think they've got to sell, and they've got guys to sell, in addition to the pitchers, Kelly and Gallen, which I mentioned. They've got hitters. They've got Naylor, free agent after the year. Eugenio Suarez, third baseman, also available. So I think those are the two. And you guys mentioned Orioles too, right, with Eflin. So I think the Orioles and the Diamondbacks are the two teams to really keep an eye on for the clearinghouses of the trade market.
Great stuff, John. Thank you.
Thanks, John.
All right. Great talking to you guys.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
A gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.